Blog Talk Radio.
Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why
I
run?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get my blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own,
My wrist shiny, you see number them colors. Whole lot of cars and we switch them up by the colors. Got a yellow bone and a black bitch, different colors. And if that patch strong, I could tell by the colors. Colors, colors, colors. Another 20 on this bright line. All these colors in my damn ring. If that pack come back tan, then I know it's thing. 100 O's will put me in the game. I got a black bitch and a yellow bone that's off the chain.
got me fucking maimed. And this lifestyle that I live is off the chain. I get a 50 pack and I turn that to 100 things. All this money got me flossing, switching colors.
My wrist shining, you see number them colors. Whole lot of cars and we switch them up by the colors. Got a yellow bone and a black bitch, different colors. And if that patch phone, I could tell by the colors. Colors, colors, colors. Rich homie, baby, laughing at you, you ain't funny.
Okay.
I'm in the White House, stacking green money.
I'm the president.
I got the right on my run off if you ain't
coming. Got a whole lot of cash.
No love for hood rap, trying to get the chief.
I get back,
huh? Different colors,
what?
Colors,
black,
colors.
Yo.
Nah, sir, her brother,
who?
Cousin,
damn.
And mother.
Okay.
Got your boyfriend, he in trouble.
Hell.
Trouble, trouble.
Rich
I'm gonna bounce back like that rubber.
Fuck, fuck.
On that mother,
me.
Fuck, fuck. My homie still rich.
Rich
and that black still lit.
Smoke.
Them burglar bar black.
Yeah.
And my hood still in.
Don't sit.
Got Brick Man with me.
Brick.
Rich homie still the team.
We get money,
I'm smoking purple. And my favorite color green.
That color,
my wrist shining, you see number them colors.
Colors,
whole lot of cars and we switch them up by the colors.
Color.
Got a yellow bone and a black bitch, different colors.
Okay.
And if that patch phone, I could tell by the colors.
This bag of Benjamins, I trade them off for white pass to get these dividends. I switch the game up cause these brown squares they always in. I match the Jews to according to what I'm driving in. I'm talking green guys, you know bags of money. De Niro, I give you snow, you trade me back for honey. I used to profit to buy a car, you know that's mattress money. 60 G's in my car, 12 just jacked me for it. I got right back and I bought me some 300 horse. This real life shit on my chain, what makes me important? Doing numbers with my plug and I'm talking foreign. And I'm riding foreign, 100 G's for torn.
My wrist shining, you see number them colors. Whole lot of cars and we switch them up by the colors. Got a yellow bone and a black bitch, different colors. And if that patch phone, I could tell by the colors. Colors, colors, colors.
Already, Global 14, the Kirk goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Opened up, of course, with the Young Maine and then the Brick Man featuring Rich Homie Quan. Nice little record. He actually submitted something for a review. But, yeah, that was Colors. So we're back another Wednesday. I'm going to try to pep up here. I hope I don't sound too out of it, guys. It's been a ripping and running Wednesday. I feel like this is every Wednesday. What's up, Golden?
same thing. Like I'm over here trying to pep up and ripping and running, you know. Just came back from South Beach, you know what that'll do to you, and ain't recovered yet, you know what I'm saying? But it's Wednesday, so we gotta get on it. We gotta get up, and we professionals, so we'll get in that mode in a hot second, especially with our guests we got coming up. So everything'll be good, but. Yeah, they know we grind out here, so they know that sometimes you give us a break when we're a little bit tired, man. But, you know, we got love for y'all. Give us a break, you know what I mean?
Hey, up. Everybody traveling, getting ready to travel, so it's pretty heavy. But, yeah, it goes down again every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx and Golden Feast with you every Wednesday that we can broadcast by, and via Jermaine Dupri's Global 14. So if you haven't been to that site, definitely go check it out. I'm Mariah Carey. Me, I am Mariah. It's a me Then I'm saying that right? I feel like I'm saying
it
wrong,
but me,
yeah,
it's me, comma, I am Mariah.
I am Mariah.
And I think
right.
it's even something else after that, but I can't remember what's after that. But I know it's me, I am Mariah. Yep.
It is. It is. Okay. Because I'm like, am I tripping? I'm pretty sure that's it. But it just sounds funny when you say it. Versus when you're tweeting it and you're hashtagging it. So, but yeah, her album is out right now. And then also Jagged Edge is back. Jermaine Dupri has been posting a lot of Living a Life. And it's been really cool to see them back in the studio doing their thing. And it's very interesting for artists and producers to watch as well. And engineers, you got to see. They go through the same thing you guys go through, having to do the note over and just get it right. So it's pretty cool. So yeah, Jagged Edge has a new record called Hope out right now, so you guys can get that on iTunes and listen to it online and all that good stuff. So that's what's going on that side of things. And then with us, let's see what's coming up. I will say the A3C, you know, we talk about that all year long, you and I,
yes.
with the artists. And I believe you introduced that to me about 2 years ago, that festival.
Yeah,
and,
like 2 years ago. And it's creeping on up again, man. Like every year
again.
It seems to come around faster and faster.
Again. Well, their circuit tour is already in place right now. And that was a tour that they designed to have basically go audition to several different cities. And then they select the artist that wins from each city. And then they showcase them on their actual unsigned showcase during the A3C, which is super dope because you have to kind of be selected or buy into those stages. So for to have a free opportunity to audition and then to be touching that stage is awesome. So they're in Austin tomorrow, and they sent me a ticket, but I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be in San Antonio Friday, so I'm actually going to miss it. Maybe I can give it to somebody that way. And, yeah, we'll see what happens. But
make somebody day. Give that, you know what I mean, so they can check that out. But what are they are they exactly doing now? Are they choosing people to actually be able to go to the
Absolutely.
Big show in October? Okay,
yes, they will
actually
perform. So every winner from each city will perform and touch the stage. It is going to be their actual circuit showcase.
Nice.
And this is their first year doing it. So this is awesome because it also opens up the door to those that did know about it outside of the market. So pretty neat opportunity for everybody. So, yeah, Austin is tomorrow, and, yeah, shout out to and good luck for everybody in Austin. And then also what I thought was really dope just while we're talking about that is that they picked local DJs and local people to, you know, host and bring the city out, and, you know, I like that. They didn't just do their own thing, come in and take over. They even did the recipe of working with those in the market who know it, who are well-known and, you know, teaming up with the people in the area. So that was really, really dope of them. And, yeah, so a lot of people get to have opportunity to DJ, and they have their own panel out there, so it's going to be really nice. So shout out to you guys.
Independent artists, don't miss them opportunities, man. It's a lot of things going around right now. Yeah, there's even a tour going on with Glasses Malone, who you said was actually supposed to be coming on the show soon. I actually got that information, and they're looking for independent artists to join that tour as well. So, you guys, there's a lot of things going on, and I mean, if you can get an opportunity to touch down to different cities that don't know your music, that's a blessing, you know. So you might want to check out what's going on and be a part of these tours that actually have other national artists involved. So you're going to have a built-in audience to check out your stuff. You can't beat that. It's called the Still Smoking Tour.
I do remember seeing
it's some legends.
Yeah, it's definitely a good look. And we do got to get him on the show. The schedules are so crazy. It's like, oh, my gosh, if the one Wednesday doesn't work, you know, with us broadcasting once a week, it's so hard to get people in. But, you know, we're going to do the best that we can. And then, of course, tonight, like we said, we do have Lula Devine. He came on before when we first started. So how great that is it that he was able to come back now that we've been doing our thing for a quick little minute. So he's coming back. And can you
Return
let anybody know?
Kind of,
yeah, most definitely. And I have some, speaking of return, I have some records that he sent over, and I'm actually still trying to work with those and get those going. But, yeah, we'll take a quick break, and then we will come back with him on the line, because I think he's actually already on the line. So we'll come back and bring him on, and then we'll introduce some records to you guys as well. So, yeah, let's take a quick break. Global 14 The Cut, back with Cooler, Ruler Divine. Play that music.
I'm about that, doubt that, wholesale, what you need? I told you before, I still get it cheap. I don't be around a fake ass sucker, son, not the great shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. You see me? Can't miss me, all this ice on. Black diamonds, but they brighter than your white ones. You see me? Enough whip to sell a dealer coupe. Triple black service, swerving on them hula hoops. You see me? Louis shoes, Gucci on my skin. Duffel bag full of ones, bout to get it in. Hold up, it's in me. Am I clear to you? You ain't gotta lead a trap, I bring them packs there to you. 30 deep, wearing all black. Maybach, Benz and Beamers, rolling back to back. 30 bottles in the VIP. My life look like they filming Mr. TNT. You see me? AR 100 round magazine. Riding round with a couple bitches out the magazine. You see me? These rap niggas playing make-believe. Axe round in the streets, torch major league. I don't be around these fake-ass suckers. Son of the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. I'm doing my numb, I'm doing my numb. Axe around in the streets, boy, I'm doing my numb. About that, doubt that, wholesale, what you need? I told you before, I still get it cheap. I don't be around these fake-ass suckers. Son of the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my riding in New York like I'm in Miami. In Miami like I'm in New York, bitch, you candy. Probably not, keep it lower than the Caesar. Black card, no limit, I don't fuck with Visa. Passport, got a bunch of stamps in it. Trinidad, Africa to Amsterdam in it. On your TV, on your corner. Popping gold bottles with a quart of water. I don't ride by the hood, I be in it. Real D-boy, dope game, I'm deep in it. I be on my chill shit, but don't try me. The shooter slides by your mama house with them Tommies. Laughing, but ain't a damn thing funny. When the ski mask on, nothing move but the money. I'ma shine when it's showtime. Self-made, I don't need a fucking cosign. I don't be around these fake-ass suckers. Son of the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb. I'm doing my numb, I'm doing my numb. Act around in them streets, boy, I'm doing my numb. About that, dealt that, wholesale, what you need? I told you before, I still get it cheap. I don't be around these fake-ass suckers. Son of the grave shit, bitch, I'm doing my numb.
Maybach music. Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. Yo, I don't know what's up with the little delay, but we back, we live, and we do have a Ruler Divine on live, so I'm actually going to bring him live right now. What's up? Hey, Ruler Divine, you there?
Yo, yo.
What's up?
I don't think he's on.
All right. Might have had a little bit of feedback.
Yeah, I think I heard some type of static. I'm not sure if that was his line, but I can hear you fine, but okay. I don't hear. Not hearing him.
Yo.
Yes.
Oh, yo.
What's up?
There he is.
That's you.
Oh, all right. I'm tuned in. Y'all be going crazy.
Right.
I heard y'all loud and clear. What's good, man? What's good, Global 14? You're back.
That's
the
right.
The boy is
what's
back.
Up? Yo.
I can't complain, man. Things are still, I'm still working. I'm still where y'all left me working. Word.
No, that's right.
Glad to see y'all. When was it? When did we touch down before? What was it, like 2012?
Oh, my gosh, summertime? Yeah. It's been a minute. Might have been, yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
But it was some. It was summer 20. It was summer 2012 when I released that Music on My Time mixtape. That's how I remember. That's what we did that interview about.
Yes.
Crazy. Yep. It's crazy. It's been a minute. Well, thank you so much again for wanting to come through, and we're always glad to have, especially guests like yourself that have come before, and we, you know, grew with us, and now you're back with some music. And we, can you introduce, I want you to introduce this record featuring Strawberry. We'll play that and come back and get right into this one-on-one with you. So if you could introduce that to the people, and then we'll get into it.
Okay, let's start it off. All right. My name is Cornwall the Divine, and I'm executive producer of who they call Rosedale All-Stars. And we just dropped a mixtape called Rosedale Day. The mixtape is on that piff. Just type in Rosedale Day. And right now, my whole girl, Ernie, she's about to drop this joint called Love My Town. Just Love My Town. And it's featuring Strawberry, Tev Rich, T. Grams, Caesar Casanova, and Goldie Slim. Let's go with it.
All righty.
Produced by yours truly.
Cooler rulers.
Rosedale All-Stars.
Feet on the ground, the bullet hit my jack like Tip. I got a track, only took 5 minutes. Now I'm here to lay it down, cause I got that hunger. No time for a slumber, never would I ever sleep. With it back to trapping, now I'm thinking about rapping. That's the way I wanna eat, no backing down. When you come from these streets, I'm from the MMOB, where we ain't have a way, but we still gon' find a way. Cause I shine in New York, we gon' shine in the A. I was born in BK, but I'm Mobsdale raised, and I'm a rapper till I D-I-E. A lot of niggas talk, a lot of niggas hate, but they won't ever try me. Never mobbing on the low now. Grease niggas keep a G even when we drop a slow down. Mobsdale on the map, from the trap to the booth. Yo, the troopers, it's a motherfucking show now. Got a sense to go on far, we all stars. Hood is hot, the cops riding his sports car. Crack team, yeah, we going all out. Keep familiar, take a trip down on 85 route. So ruler, we gon' give it our all. I'm all for the cause, long as we talking money, of course. Jacket and style, you really should be checking for yours. You're serious, bro, this lifestyle, you couldn't afford. Mobs dead, yeah, we out here to claim Mobs. Clean cars, green jars, and real bars. I speak for real niggas who go hard. Switched up, flip, flip, song, nigga, love the sheet.
I don't care what they talk.
For real.
I won't back it down.
For real.
I'm a generation's Monday.
For real.
Get my niggas passing around.
For real.
I'm gon' give it my all.
For real.
I won't back it down.
For real.
Myself, we all saw.
Like I've been here forever,
right.
And I never wanna leave. Can you let me be? I'm blowing sour at the creek, watching for the D. I see 9 to 5 is checking me. I just do it with my Nikes on and run the trap with ease. Take a break, get a sandwich from 2 for 3. Town block, add some other cheese. My phone jinkin', I gotta bust another sizzy. Official Mark Daly, truly yours, Goldie Slim. Butter boy, whip it up. For my city, I throw it up. Black mob, G-code, I curb holes like Snake Road. Take it down to Brookville, dice game, bet with Play-Doh. OGs, YGs, dope dealers, swipeys. Cash in, cash out, scoop mommy from Hook Creek. She said she loved my loopy style. I lit the loud and cruise the town. That mob still, nigga, with that Goldie sound. No,
No, no.
I don't care what they call.
For real.
I won't back it down.
For real. For real.
I'm generations money.
For real.
Let my dream pass it around.
For real. For real.
I'm gon' give it my all.
For real.
I won't back it down.
Welcome back to Grove 14 The Cut. Got the homie Ruler Divine on the line. That was his record, Just Love My Town, featuring Rosedale All-Stars. Dope, yep. Real smooth. Like that. Yo, sounded like some Swisher, Do or Die.
That was dope.
Yeah, reminded me of the back in the day. You know what I mean? Don't you think Golden, like the Twister and Do or Die, the smooth kind
of. Yeah, the smooth instruments in there reminded you of the Do or Die track. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's real smooth joint.
Yeah, I'm trying to touch on all of those. Remember those things that we missed, like, in hip-hop? Like, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of trap music out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, like, that hard bounce music. And, you know, for some reason, it seems like the artists now, they can't tap into what we used to have in the game because they don't know it. They wasn't, like, making it when we used to make it. So I feel like I got one up in that area. So I'm trying to bring that back out. I know people appreciate it, so, you know.
Most definitely. Most definitely. It's definitely, holes in the game that a lot of people are trying to attack right now. And we're going to get into all of that with you, my brother. We definitely want to know what you've been up to since your last project. You was on the show, promoted. You gave people an excellent history. I want you to give a brief history as well, just in case our new listeners that haven't, don't know your discography, you know what I'm saying? I would like them to know it because you have touched on some most influential brothers that have come through the hip-hop industry. You have provided and laid down a sound for. So give them a brief history on who you produced for in the past, Ruler.
All right, the two greatest groups, groundbreaking Queens groups that I produced for was Onyx and Lost Boys, primarily Lost Boys. I did most of the work on their first album. And, you know, then it's, you know, there were many ventures that opened up after that, pretty much.
Yeah, you know, when you mention Lost Boys and Onyx, if you're a hip-hop fan, I don't care where you're from, you definitely definitely know those two groups. You know the classic albums, especially the first Lost Boys album is absolutely amazing, Onyx as well. Last time you were here, you dropped a project. How was it received, man? What happened with that project? Because you were just releasing it when we had you on the show. How did everything go with it? And what's the feedback that you received from it?
It went pretty well. The purpose of me putting that project out was to familiarize everybody with who I was in general. Like, I just don't like to jump out there and just, you know, people like, who this character? You know what I'm saying? So I had to take all the joints that I did that people never knew that I did, you know what I'm saying, and put them all in one, like, little compilation. Like you said, like a discography. I called it an audio discography. It was called Music of My Time. And I got volumes playing, but I only dropped that one volume, and I actually went on to work with my other artists or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But on that album, like you said, I want to familiarize people with, you know, who I worked with. First and foremost, I wrote the hook for Renee by the Lost Boys. That's like people's favorite their favorite
And then not to even cut you off, but they need to know, like, that was everybody's favorite song by the Lost Boys, the story that, you know, Cheeks told about the ghetto love. So the man we have on the line right now wrote that hook. Just so you know who you're talking, who you're hearing, you know who we talking to. Just so you know that. That was a classic song right there, and here is the guy who scribed that hook.
It was, see, with that, it was Cheeks, Mr. Cheeks from The Lost Boys. He had, like, smooth, he had rap books galore, you know what I'm saying? And he had a lot of joints, but that was, like, stories. His favorite thing to do was storytell. And he had a lot of open-ended stories. Not open-ended, but they didn't have no choruses to them. They were just straight-through stories about a drug dealer named Billy, about a chick who got caught up in, well, her name was Donna. She was his girl, and then she left him and so on. And then there was the Prince record, Pop Life. He did that over, talking about, you know, how drugs took over the whole industry and everything. And then,
right,
you know, Renee was just another. Renee was another one of them joints that he had, like, when he was dropping the Legal Drug Money album. They were looking for that record. You know what I'm saying? They you know, Lost Boys had a lot of hip-hop and, you know, different sound of music, but they still wanted that one commercial record. And when Cheeks fit that Renee, the execs went crazy, but the only problem with it didn't have no hook on it. So, you know, when we was working on that album, I was in the studio every day, like, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, tightening up this here, fixing this, making this track, you know. And one time we put up Renee, and I was sitting there listening to it, it had no hook on it or whatever, you know. And I remember the A&R telling Cheeks, yo, you need to put something, a hook on it. So he wasn't there that day. Like I said, I was there, you know, I was there by myself a lot up until the group would show up. So I sat there and tried to come up with something. Actually, Pretty Lou one time was there, and he was talking to Mr. Cheeks, and he was joking about something. And he walked out the room, told Mr. Cheeks, he said, yo, ghetto love is the law that we live by, Cheeks. And then, you know, they just walked out. They continued their conversation. That shit stuck with me. That night I went home, I penned that chorus, and I ran back to the studio the next day. You know what I'm saying? Hopped in the booth. Just me and the engineer was in there. Just me and the engineer was in the booth. I ran in the booth, and I actually, you know, recorded the vocals myself. Ghetto love is the law that we live by. You know what I mean? That was back in the days.
Right.
It was like I don't want to say it was like a Naughty by Nature style that they had when people was rhyming, but it was, you know, it was just, it sounded different, and that's how I kind of spit it. And when Cheeks heard it, he came in, he listened to it. He smiled. He said, all right, I'll mess with it. And he went in there and he replaced my vocals with his voice. You know what I'm saying? And that's how that went down. It's written in the history books right now.
That's history. That's the history books day, because that song right there, so many people from coast to coast absolutely love it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I love when we have, you know, our guests on the show that can share the history, because, you know, we got a lot of new listeners, and like you said prior, people that don't know, you know, what others have done to pave the way, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's one of the most classic songs about somebody's love for a woman. And of course you had, you know, in Mr. Cheek's own hood way, bringing that across. And of course you had many to come after that, you know what I'm saying? So
definitely
stands the test of time, which good music always does. But you know, today we definitely want to talk about your new movement. I know you record a lot of people out of Rosedale, Queens, and all around Queens, period. Let people know exactly your studio presence in your hood. You know, we got a lot of greats that have come out of Queens, New York, from Nas to 50 to the list goes on and on and on. Lost Boys, Onyx, you know what I mean? You executives, everybody. What does holding a studio down in Queens for as long as you have, having people come through there, mean to you? And just let the people know what it's like being in that environment, being able to capture all that talent.
It's great. I feel like I got my ear to the right to the street, right on the asphalt. But check this out here. The studio part really was like the second half of the story. You understand? I really didn't own a studio in the beginning of the game. How I got known and how I started working with so many people in Queens is because I was like the youngest and pretty much one of the only producers in like a 10-mile radius. You know what I'm saying? 20 miles. You know what I'm saying? Like,
At 14, I actually had my equipment, you know what I'm saying, like banging out beats and pursuing it like I was dead serious. And, you know, word gets out, and you do one joint, with, you know, like I did my man Malik, shout out to my man Rip from Life or Death. He was a dude I used to work with a lot. Like, I did probably, like, 20-something joints with him, 30-something joints at a young age, at, like, six, you know, during high school. You know what I'm saying? During high school, we was making albums. And working with him, I helped take my amateur beat making from that to, like, professional kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really had experience, like, skill training, you know, messing with my man Rip or whatever. So my beat game was up, and this was, like, early 90s, even before the 90s, it was like 89 or something. My beat game was up, so everybody used to come to me. Like, it started snowballing. So over a while after I worked on that Lost Boy album, it was a rap. Oh, they was at my door. You understand what I'm saying? And
right.
I had a few calls for people like Big L. I sat with Big L one day. He wanted some beats for me, and he wanted that Lost Boy. Did you say it again?
I said, woo, like, you mentioned Big L, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, I said nothing. That's just a sound effect.
Yeah.
That's legendary shit right there, you know what I'm saying?
The mistake I made with that one, though, see, when L called me, he wanted some Lost Boy. He wanted that vibe to rhyme over. And I went up to him with some Uptown sounding tracks, you know what I'm saying? Which was stuff that he already had. He didn't really want that. He wasn't looking for that. You know, I was young. I was misunderstood. I'm thinking, oh, Big Al called me. Oh, let me make some Big Al tracks and take it to him. And he was like, I was kind of looking for more of the sound on the album. If you can, get back to me with some of that. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, you know, just, you know, I kind of flopped on that one. But I had a lot of experiences like that. Like, for instance, I wound up doing the drum break on one of Biggie's records, Dream of Fucking an R&B Bitch. The breakdown, the milk is chilling. Puff. Where'd he go? Snack Tina Turner, give a flashback of Ike.
Oh, no.
Got Whitney Houston, Boosting from Bobby. That little breakdown right there, that was your boy.
Right.
I was on, you know what I'm saying? On the drug track.
I had a long story,
you know what I mean? Like, little things here and there. I worked with Heavy D on an Ain't No Sunshine remix for Soul For Real, and it's a lot of stuff. I got like a lot of old dats and CDs and files that was never heard by the world, but it's like amazing stuff if you hear who it is. Like, word, how'd you do this? When did you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
and it's
like,
a beautiful thing because a lot of people don't have those experiences. I mean, you're talking about Biggie. You're talking about Heavy D. You know, you're talking about a lot of legendary people who left their mark on the hip-hop industry forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So just being able to say that you've worked with those caliber of people and you contributed to those classic works is awesome within itself, man. And that's why, you know, we wanted to talk to you about, you know, your new projects and what you have, because being cut from that cloth, you know what I'm saying? You have to want to continue to see greatness. And you working with some of the young guys that's coming up in your neighborhood now. You know, what is it that you instill in people when they come to you and they come to your studio and they say, yo, Ruler, I need a track. I want to be an artist. Me and Onyx sit on our show and we let artists know what they need to do for themselves. What do you tell artists when they come to you and tell you they want to get in this game and they need you to help them?
First of all, I want to make sure that they're going to be on their job every day. I tell them, like, you know, this is you have to love this and want to do it, like, pretty much for the rest of your life. It's the type of thing where, you know, you can have a job, you go to school, you can have a kid, you know, wife, family, all you want, but every day you got to do, like, one thing for your career at least, one thing substantial so that you can lay those bricks and build that house. Because if you're not prepared, my older sister told me, I'll never forget this, she said, luck is preparation meeting opportunity. So you have to always be prepared for the opportunities that present themselves whenever. You understand what I'm saying? And I want these young dudes to understand that it's not really, yo, let's go to the studio and you make a record. And I see them go from like 0 to 100, like Drake, you know what I'm saying? I see them go from 0 to 100, like when they first rap and want to see how they sound, to like, oh, I'm ill. Oh, I want to make a video. Oh, we got to put this video on WorldStar. And this happens all in, like, in a span of 5 days. You know what I'm saying? When I've been in this,
right,
this
right.
game since I was like 8. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm not
right,
saying you
right.
had to, you had to have been in it as long as me. I'm not saying that. But you just got to, like, you got to go through initiation, man. You know what I'm saying? It just isn't fair for, like, you know, somebody who doesn't know artists. Like, who you say? Do or die? See, I'm not a do or die fan like that, but I remember them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know this.
Right.
Like, a lot of these guys wouldn't even know who the hell you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's important
right.
that you have a mental catalog of this hip-hop and understand what was out, what was it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. I don't know what other people think,
right.
you know?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people are saying the same things. You know, people get in the game real quick without paying their dues. I just think, you know, it's a timing thing. We're in a different era. You know, things are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're moving. They're not moving like they used to move back in the day. You know, we had a guest on here, Uncle Jam. Sid Johnson was on here last week, and he was talking about how it's the microwave culture and everybody serves everything up fast, and you know how basically saying that R&B isn't anymore. And man, you should have heard that interview. He went all the way in. So you know, you're saying basically the same thing. It seems like anybody from the old school cut from that cloth has a problem with how music is being not only made today, but how it's being distributed, how people could get their hands on it, because it allows people to, you know, not get their rightful payment. It allows people to come out, like you just said, without paying their dues. But when these guys come to you and they get the knowledge from you, and you start recording these guys, what do you tell them as far as the expectations that they have on the industry? Because like you just said, a lot of people have the wrong expectation. Like, you just going to start rapping and get in. When you tell them about keep your family right, keep this right, keep that right, how do they receive it?
See, it's, you got to be careful when you tell them this, because they can take it as hate. You know,
right.
because it's
right.
something. It's something that this rap does to your mental and make you think you're like the new coming, like right away. All you gotta do is get a few people to bob their head, and all of a sudden you think you're the greatest. So when somebody comes at you and tells you, "Nah, I don't think you're ready yet," then you know it can be taken as hate. But just the other day, a brother came to me. He said, "Yo, Ruben, man," he moved out of state. And he had to find a studio out of state and all that, you know what I'm saying? And he came back to New York to visit, and he stopped through by me. He said, "Yo, you told me something a while ago, man. It stuck with me, you know what I'm saying? When I first got on, I thought I was ill. But then I listened to them old joints, and, yo, you was right, man. You said I'm ready, but, you know what I'm saying? I don't have the full oomph. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of what I told him, he listened, and he took it with him.
Right.
And I guess, you know, a lot of times I feel like it falls on deaf ears, but, you know, they get it. They get it. But, like, Rosedale All-Stars, right?
That's right.
Obviously where I'm from, Rosedale, Queens in New York. Rosedale is right next to JFK Airport. So everybody who touches down in New York, you're either going to come through LaGuardia or JFK. You know what I'm saying? So you're pretty much that close to Rosedale when you come here, right? That's how,
right.
And it's pretty popular because a lot of people who moved here from other states, other countries, they came through JFK, and they pretty much stopped off in the neighborhood closest. You understand what I'm saying? You got Springfield, you got Rosedale, you know what I'm saying? And it's like a melting pot over here, like just, you know, black, white, Puerto Rican. There's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? It's mostly black, but why I'm saying all of this is because that's how important kind of Rosedale is to the equation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I happen to live
right
in the heart of it, and I'm one of the producers that they know the most. And I feel like a lot of these artists that come in here, they're misdirected. They don't know what they're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, not, you know, it's not a, that's how it is when you're young. So, you know, if you got wisdom, your duty is to pretty much civilize the uncivilized. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when they come in, I don't just hit record. I always treat people's music like it's mine. You know what I'm saying? I always try to really work on their material, to the point that I got to fall back sometimes and realize it's their record, yo. They won't want to make the decision, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't like to see everybody fall, so I said, look, I'm about to manage the whole road there. Like, we all one group.
Right.
It started in 08. It started in 08 when I sat there like, man, I got to do something. And I wound up thinking, like, yo, I know so many artists. Let me put them all on one record and see how that would turn out. You know what I'm saying? But no, it can't be 16 bars. That's going to be hella long. Four bars a piece. Let's see what that sounds
like.
Right. And I took it. I tried to knock it out. I dealt with like 8 people at first, and it was so crazy the way it sounded. It sounded like that, the old school rap cyphers. You know what I'm saying? When one rhyme just passes off to the next and to the next. And it was infection. By the time I was done, I got to top it off with Grass. You know what I'm saying? Because he's from Rosedale.
Yeah, shout out
well.
Grass, a beast on the mic.
Yeah, yeah, he rep Rosedale too. So he didn't even really know me like that. I just knew people that knew him, and I approached him in your graph. Well, you know, I did this. I wanted to know if he was down, and he was like, all right, I'll come through. He came through, and he heard it. He was like, ooh, that's a good idea. And before I knew it, he started mumbling his rhyme. You know what I'm saying? And he hopped
right
on the end, and he murmured. You know what I mean? And I shut it off, and then, you know what I'm saying? 5 years later, I ended up doing it again, this time with 41 people, and Mr. Cheeks ended it off. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So now I had to put an album together for these two records, because you can't just have these two long-ass records. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Representing Rosedale. And so here we are with Rosedale Day, the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying
you know,
to present to you guys.
You know what's crazy about it? Because it's perfect for what you just said, for what I want to ask you next, because you got cats from Jamaica, Queens. You got cats from Queensbridge. You got cats from Hollis. You pretty farmers. You got pretty much every part of Queens. We done had some legendary MCs come out of. We talking Run DMC. We talking Nas. We talking mm-hmm. LL Cool J. We talking Tribe Called Quest. We talking Onyx. We talking Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Rosedale, exactly Rosedale. Now that exact mm-hmm. neighborhood. Is Mr. Mm-hmm. Cheeks from Rosedale?
No, he isn't. He's here so much, he's where he's from it.
Right.
He's from South Ozone.
Exactly. He's from South Ozone. So I know a lot of, you know, Rosedale dudes that, you know, I came up with as well. And I'm like, you know what? There's a lot of ill people in that town. So who do you see has the potential, since you're working with all these guys now in the present, has the potential to actually come out of Rosedale and be one of these cats to be reckoned with in Queens like so many other legendary rappers have? And we still got people coming out of Queens now, you know what I'm saying? So who's going to hold that torch, or who do you see holding that torch, or can you even say that because you work with,
you see, yeah,
with all of
them? Because I'm so critical. I'm so critical. You know, like when you judge like on like American Idol or whatever, when you judge artists, they gotta have the 5 categories. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, you know, how many it is. Like it's presence, it's
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's lyrical content, work ethic, everything, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them would shine in one area but be dull in the other. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for me to say that was the problem. I see so much talent in this hood, but nobody's making it to the finish line. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was like, yo, let me help push. Let me help give them the push. But I kind of got there at one point in time, so I'm like, yo, let me help, you know what I mean, the rest of the crew.
That's what's up, man. You know, the part that I see is it's a great thing that you're doing, especially in that neighborhood, mm-hmm. because, like uh-huh. I said before, if somebody emerges from there and becomes, you know, a mainstream success, that'd just be somebody else in a town in that borough that could hold the torch for
hip-hop. Let me say this real quick.
You know?
Let me say this real quick. Who,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about some old-school celebrity Rosedale All-Stars. Pepper
okay.
from Salt and Pepper. Pepper from Salt and Pepper is a Rosedale All-Star.
Right.
Prince Markie D from the Fat Boys, he's a Rosedale All-Star.
I was just with him this weekend.
You was with him?
He's from
Rosedale.
Yeah, I was with him in Miami this weekend, yeah.
That's the irony. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Right now, I almost left this out. There is somebody who kind of made it past the finish line. Not quite past the finish line, but his name is Deidro. He's from Rosedale, too. born and raised. I guess born. I'm not sure. But he's linked with, he moved to Atlanta and he linked with Young Jock. And him and Young Jock is like boys, like brothers. Young Jock has a song out right now called I Got Bitches. It's featuring AE200 and Deidro. And Deidro's a Rose Hill All-Star. So he, and then he has, and Deidro has another song right now on his own with featuring Young Jock. So, yeah, that's what it is.
Well, that's exactly what we wanted to do today, man. We wanted to bring the history, you know, and the present of people that's coming out of Rosedale, because you're leading that, you're at the forefront of that. You're producing the sound. You're actually molding these young guys into the, what they're going to be when they do release. So that's an excellent thing, man. I just want to say shout out to you and congratulations to you for that, mm-hmm. because I know of a lot of people that come through your studio, man. You're constantly working on music, and that's what real veterans and professionals do. Now, we got another Mobsdale record that we want to play, and then we got some callers on the line as well. So I want you to lead to the next record so we could go take a break, listen to some more Mobsdale music. When we come back, we're going to ask these callers, you know, we're going to let them talk to you, and then we're going to get into some more of what you're planning to do and leading the charge on bringing the Rosedale All-Stars to the forefront and letting the world know who y'all are. Where you're from, you know, like you said, when you come to New York, you touch down at Kennedy, this is where you're at, and you don't mm-hmm. even know it. So we're going to get back to that, but we're going to definitely get to the next record, the Mobsdale record. Which one do we have? Because I know we're going to take you out at the end of the whole interview with the 41 verse story. We got to let them hear that. But which one do we have queued up right now, Onyx?
All right, so yeah, baby girl.
I think it's still Mobsdale.
Yeah, it's still Mobsdale. Yeah.
All right.
I was getting the levels right. It's still Mobsdale. So, yeah, and that.
Right, man. We ain't going to let it go crazy, so, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we got to make sure it's right for you, man. But we got the still Mobsdale drink queued up. We're going to go ahead and put that joint on, and then we're going to come back with more with Cooler Ruler Divine.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
and then also, can you, this features some other artists as well. Can you go ahead and introduce as well on this joint?
All right. Still Mobsdale features myself, my man Lord Dex from War Tribe, and the guard star Mala Law, who just wrote a book called The Righteous Way. Go pick that up. And I want to say that Still Mobsdale is sort of like for the old heads in Mobsdale. Like the name says, it's still Mobsdale. Like we still, like how it was back in the days. You'll see what I say when I, you know, in the first verse, how I explain how things used to be in comparison to the way it is now. So check it out. Or even check the track out. It has a real Renaissance, old school kind of feel to it. Let's go. Global 14 Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo, still Mobsdale.
Niggas on the block used to stop in the morning, move out for they bundles, 10 o'clock and it's pouring. Drive around a luxury whip, no insurance. Many hood wars, but cops would ignore it. That's old shit, now hardly nobody move coking. Sit your saddle to police, all the rules broken. These bitches used to be about something, now they hosing. Where they go, no one knows it. I remember girls used to stop when you called them. Now they just beat off and they beat the horn. And cats was known for missing their curfews, now it's roaring. Mama blew a fortune, pop sank the balls, cause that's old shit. Now hardly nobody been focused. Kids is in the street just for all of the jewels posing. Niggas used to be about something, now they posing. Where they go, no one knows, but it's still Mobsdale.
I'm Came out with the Taurus, moved them off Delmont, Dukes on T. Dolores. Right there on that 8th block, next to where the store is. Mall's there, the town, and I represent for all this. I get down for my town, I recall this. And you know my flow's off the hook like a callist. Know we get the mills, Brookville with the park is. That's what my team come out with the chocolate. And we spark every day by the guardrail. Hold it down by the pound, call me Barksdale. It don't even really matter how the cops fail, cause the block fell, so we get the guap still. This that Markdale music, get right to it. Sip your Hennessy, my smokers collide to it. I had the stolen beam of books, had the white Buick. We show y'all niggas how we do it on the contour.
Star Mellow Law, and I'm coming from a place called Marbsdale, commonly known as Rosedale, and I came to make things known to you as the God. This place you call Rosedale, they said they were gonna make sure that Rosedale remained predominantly white. They wanted to preserve the neighborhood, but middle class blacks came in anyway and populated. Might as well call that the regentrification of Rosedale, which eventually turned into Marbsdale. As blacks became more affluent, we dominated the property, dominated the neighborhood. And before you know it, the only thing we showed and proved was that the devil was a lie. First of all, let me explain this to you, son. They promised freedom, justice, and equality for all. Liberty and justice for all. But Rosedale, like any other hood, would soon come into the mindset that a struggle would ensue and black and white would once again be at it. The mobsters that lived in Rosedale created the mindset that became Mobsdale. Y'all niggas need to understand. We the ones who made it hot.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14. The cut that was still Marbsdale. Wow, that was a great, great record. Really dope, really dope. Do we, you guys both on the line? I think I got,
I
took me to another place.
So, you know, you hear the samples and you hear the drums and you hear, you know, it just brings you back to, like you said, a nostalgic sound of New York, you know what I'm saying, the hip-hop that we came on. So I love that record. It was dope, man, you know what I'm saying?
And that makes me want to go to New York. Like, I just literally stopped and text Golden, and I was like, yo, I want to go to New York, like, right now. And that's amazing, because when you're, like I have to get on the plane this weekend, I'm like, do I want to go to Texas or do I want to go to New York? So it's just, like, it was really dope, and it just, and then the message, like, go to stay New York, because it's sick. Like, yeah, of course New York is. New York is dope, but I just, you guys,
absolutely.
I mean, that just, it was amazing. I really loved the feeling that I had listening to that.
Wow.
Like, it was plastic feeling, so. Yeah,
wow,
it really made me just be like,
good.
We need to go to New York. So, yeah, it was a deep record, and I love what y'all said at the end, or you said, and that was a great message, and it kind of brought me into y'all's world, you know? And I feel like I know more about your hood now. So, yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow. Like, you make the records, but you never really, even though I made the record, I never really realized how much of an effect it could have on people. What you're saying, it's an honor to hear. I appreciate it, man, for real.
Well,
that's what we try to do, and I guess it did work. Thank you.
Mission accomplished. Yes, amazing.
That's what music is supposed to do.
It's supposed to do that, right? So supposed to do that. We do have some callers on the line, by the way, like Gordon had mentioned. I'm prior to playing that record, but we're not getting responses from two, so it could be connections or they could just be listening, but we do have one in particular. So Jack Hayes, and bring him live on the line right now.
Okay.
What's up?
Oh, yo, it was good. I definitely had to call in and give a shout-out to the homie, the big homie, Coolio. I appreciate the you letting me do the collab on the track.
No question. You're on the all-star, too, my dude.
Yeah, all day. Yes.
So?
Appreciate you letting me in the have not.
Tell these people something about Rosedale, Jack. Tell them something.
Oh, yo, Rosedale is like no other, yo. When you come to Rosedale, you're going to feel like you in another world because, like, the love that is in the community is crazy.
Okay. This ain't too, but, you know, we have like, a family thing going here, too, like.
Most definitely. It's like, and everybody's tied into everybody. So I mean, there's nothing that don't go on that you won't hear about or know about. So,
explain to y'all real quick about Jack Hayes, his father. His father is a cat that, like, alongside of me in this game. He's been working on music probably about as long as I have. You know what I'm saying? Before I had a studio, I used to bump into him in studios that, you know, we used to frequent and so on, whatever. And it's crazy that now, like, after all these years, you know, you see I'm doing the Rosedale Marfell thing. Jack Hayes pops Hazy Scorsese, right?
Yes.
Who I know as Beyond and Boy King. He has a group called Have Nots with his son. He's rapping with his son in a group. That's real. I love that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely trying to do it.
That's dope.
So first of all, it's a group. No groups really exist nowadays. And then, you know what I mean? Like, it's a family thing. That's taking it to the next level.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Appreciate
man.
The love,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
Really
the lineage of, you know, your father, son rhyming together. You know, like, that's what hip-hop is about, man. You know, you got...
Exactly.
It stands the test of time, you know what I'm saying? And when you... I could imagine, Jack, that must be a good feeling to be rocking Mike.
Oh, definitely. He definitely showed me a lot, and I definitely learned a lot, and I'm still learning. And I mean, tied into definitely with Coola and everything that I'm learning from these guys is just a legendary experience from legendary people.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Bless you on your journey. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, all the young cats coming up in Rosedale that's trying to get it. You know what I'm saying? Our Rule is definitely, you know, leading the charge to try to help guys. You know what I'm saying? And for young guys like you, like that's learning and getting it out there, man. You know, much blessings to you. Continued success. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully, we hear something from you in the future.
Appreciate it. Oh, I play that Mind on My Money every day, yo. I'm seeing. I see the views going up on that on SoundCloud. Yo, that track is crazy.
It's going up. Check that on the Rosedale Day mixtape. Jack Hayes is on that song called Mind on My Money. So like I said, that is Rosedale Day. And you want to hear Jack Hayes go to Mind on My Money, produced by Ruler Devine, and shout out to my man, Skip a Beat.
That's a summertime smash right there, yo. No lie.
No question. My D, Jack Hayes, good looks for chiming in.
Oh, no, most def, yo. Always. Since you rock us since day one, I'm going to keep on.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. Give us your Twitter, please, so that we can keep up with you as well.
I definitely got to get back on my Twitter. But it's that Jack Hayes 843, because I came from down south when I moved to Rosedale from Charleston, Somerville, Charleston area, South Carolina.
Okay.
SC. Yeah, from SC. Rosedale. That's why I rep all day.
Alrighty. Well, we're going to book you up. We appreciate you calling
it.
In as well.
Thanks
you
for letting me chime in. Thank you.
No doubt, my brother. Take care.
Alright, I'll meet you up, Coola.
Alright, my G.
Alright, bet.
I like that background story on him that you gave real quick, that brief overview. That was really cool. Family. All this New York love on the line is just amazing. We have somebody else. All the accents, too. It's crazy. So we got, y'all got accents.
New York,
so
we are
really cool.
New York,
Golden too. Yeah, so it's like, it's straight up New York right now. So we got another caller on the line who we were able to get Yeah, we're able to bring him live right now. This is Real. So, what's good, Real? You live at Global 14 The Cut. Real?
What's going on?
Oh,
peace,
Real, big
peace.
Real.
How the family doing?
peace to the God.
It's good to see you still doing your thing, man. I love the teaching, man. I love it. What's
cool,
y'all
cool.
Set? Peace, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
War Tribe Set. Now, I'm going to explain real quick. My man Real is from War Tribe Set. They're one of the last standing groups in Roseville. Groups. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody else is a solo artist, or they're part of a clique. You know, they might rap a clique, but they really solo. You know what I'm saying? Now, War Tribe
right.
Set is like a, almost like a routine style rap group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean when I say yeah. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Lil Jazz, you know, Boogie, Bobby Boogie, you know, Big C,
yeah.
357 Magnum, shout out to the whole team, you know?
Yo, that's real dope. Let me ask the homie Real something, man. First of all, thanks for calling in, brother. We really appreciate it. And just
definitely.
To touch on, how does it feel, man, to be a part? You know, like Cooler just said, you know, you don't get too many groups these days. How does it feel to still be a part of a group, rhyming and sharing those verses with your brothers? I know that when you're in a group, you know, these days you got cats that break up over the littlest thing. What's holding y'all together? Like
it's,
Ruler
it's,
said,
it's,
y'all been together
so
doing
family.
Your thing. What's holding
it's
you
love.
Guys?
You know, we just want to see each other make it. You know, we want to see each other's kids happy. You know what I mean? It's like, you know,
right.
It's not only about us anymore. You know, it's a bigger picture out there. You know, like the dog Ruler said, you know, we here to teach and to reach as many people as possible. You know, it's not about just being solo. You know, a lot of people can do it by themselves, but in the end, you know, who are you going to bring with you, or who are you going to leave some sort of lasting memory with? Like, you know, just have to have some sort of an effect. And I think with a group, the way we got our group, like, we just help each other, we hold each other down, you know, each one teach one, we show each other what we know, you know. I may know something that brother doesn't, he may know something that I don't, and we ain't scared to share it with each other.
Mm-hmm. Love right there. That's definitely love right there. And, you know, the reason why I asked that question is I think that's something that the listeners should know and hear. You know, it's not always about, you know, the individual self. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, the last guy that was on our show, Sid Johnson, was talking about how communities used to raise kids. And, you know, if he did something wrong, you know, the lady down the street, it could be Miss Johnson, she gonna let your mother know, you know what I mean? Because everybody close,
mm-hmm.
it takes a village. So, you know, I wanted to expand on the importance of group and team and actually standing for something, having some integrity that don't let little things break up what you got going on. So shout out to Real and the War Tribe family, man. We really appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Also, you know, understand that families, we all have squabbles, you know what I mean? We all, you know, have situations where we may be upset with one another for a period of time, but we come back together because of the love, you know what I mean? And that's part of being in the group, too. You know, you may have a little argument because you're not the same individual. We're not robots, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
It's growing pains, Will.
Basically, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know, and this mixtape right here is crazy, though, bro. I'm not going to lie. You really did this thing, man. Wow.
My G, I appreciate you. I was working,
man.
Real. I was trying to really work on it.
Yeah, for real, bro. Did this thing.
That's what's
know?
Up. Thanks for calling.
No, definitely. I got you, man. Definitely. Thank you for having me, you know?
All right. Indeed. Take care, brother.
Peace.
Alrighty. Shout out to your callers and your listeners. Several people on the line and, you know, listening and tuned in. It's great to hear them speak about you and talk about you in this manner and everything that you've done.
That's
awesome. You know, it's awesome. It really is. How does that feel to you to get that feedback, you know, that you touch people's lives.
It's still great, but one thing that always kind of, like, not bugs me, but I want everybody to know this is not, it's not me. It's not, like, I'm not putting myself on a pedestal for everybody to praise. I'm just, I see something that needed to be done, and I'm doing it. You need somebody to be the center of it all. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I got the skills for the job, so I just took it over, but I could not do this without Rosedale behind me. You understand what I'm saying? I could not do this without the support. So I'm thankful to each and every one of them who took the time out when I called and said, yo, look, I got this track open or whatever. Yo, can you come through or whatever? They might have took their time, whatever, but it happened, and it went down. And it's a beautiful feeling. Like, I'm sure, like, everybody that I see now, they're pretty much happy that that went down. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, and shouts to, like, we do shows and stuff now, and we go places, and we, like, shouting Rosedale, Marbsdale. I'll explain Marbsdale, too, in a second, real quick. I'll keep it all brief. I know we don't have all night. But we go places, and we keep shouting. We shout this, and it seems like people feel like, look, I ain't from Rosedale. Like I can't enjoy this. Nah, that's not the case. That's not really the case. It's like, I think everybody, I want to give off this movement kind of vibe. Like, I want it to happen more often with people. Like, yeah, the people, when I say, yo, there's 41 people on the Small Party record, people are like, damn, there's that many people in your hood that run? I'm like, there's probably more in your hood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just nobody will bring it to, you can't see it, like, because nobody's making you see it. We from Rose, I'm showing the South Side. You can get like 200 people on a record. You know what I'm saying? It's real. But you know, like I said, this is just all like a movement for the better of hip hop. To me, that's how I see it. Not to make. Yeah, Lil Devon wants some recognition. Yeah, I want y'all to say, oh yeah, he the man for that. That feels good. But nah, that's not all I'm doing it for. No.
Right.
You know what? You know, the person that you are, you know, you haven't changed. Golden's known you for a while. You know, I had an opportunity to meet you when you came on the show the last time, and it's definitely, I don't think anyone would even come close to getting that type of vibe from you. It's definitely coming from a genuine place and a love of the culture, hip-hop. So it's great that you're willing to do this and keep this momentum going. We are going to play that record, too. And I wanted you to we missed that quote. I wanted to make sure that our listeners heard it. If you weren't listening and tuned in before, by the way, you can go back and play this broadcast after this show. The broadcast, you can go back and play the recorded episode of tonight's broadcast if you missed it live. That's what I wanted to say. Can you give the quote out that you said your older sister told you about love? Can you say that one more time for those who missed it?
Oh, about
earlier.
Luck, people,
yes.
Is preparation meaning opportunity. You always got to be prepared, you know, try to be prepared for the opportunities that present themselves. You never know what they're going to be. So, you know, just prepare yourself for all costs, at all costs. That's luck. That's how
it's right. I know that's right. Well, I've definitely enjoyed you, and I really appreciate you for taking me to New York for that brief moment, and I can't wait to go there. And, you know, and then I know you gave lots of jewels and gems throughout the interview. Thank you, Golden, for taking us back as well. And I love when he gets into it, because I don't know the full scoop of how it goes down the stoop up there. So I got to get him to definitely hold it down in full for me, because I'm like,
and
I'm learning.
That's vice versa, you know. That's vice versa, because she teaches me about, you know, Texas. And, you know, I know,
yeah.
You know, things about that, and she elaborates on, you know, so that, and then,
yeah.
You know what, that's beautiful. That's
I love
what music
it. I love that.
I'm saying music
is
in different areas of the country that you haven't touched down to, and you have people that are from there that could tell you about how they came up, their side, and that's
right.
What I love about it. And music is the universal language, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I understand
definitely.
Texas through UGK, through Screw, through Fat Pat, and all these guys that I start listening to when I end up moving to Florida, meeting my southern dudes that I rock with now real heavy. I took some of them back to New York. It was crazy, like taking your boys from the South to New York and showing them things, you know?
Golden, real quick. I learned that, what you just said, I learned that when I took a trip to Paris one year, like in the 90s, and I got into a rap cipher with dudes that don't even speak English. I don't, you know what I mean? And I didn't speak French at all. And we were going in. I mean, sing, we were going in, like, on these beats. You know, it was crazy. They loved it. They passed the mic to me. It was crazy.
And, you know, you see, you know, sometimes I watch YouTube videos of overseas concerts, and you got these people that don't speak English, and you got Wu-Tang in front of them or D-Block in front of them, and they singing the whole songs. You know what I'm saying?
Every
like, it's really powerful, powerful tool, and I think that's why everybody that really loves it doesn't want to see it be watered down, doesn't want to see it be taken. You know, and just made to be kind of this thin thing that we call raps and rhymes.
Yeah.
No, like I could chronicle my life through song. Like I could tell you what happened to me when Shook Ones came out. I could tell you what happened, how I felt when LL Cool J made I Need Love. I could actually give you those.
Oh,
first time I heard Tupac. I could tell you the first time I heard UGK.
Yeah, you were.
So
yeah.
You know, music does that to you, man, and that's why we love it. That's why we're so happy we have this show. That's why we're so happy we connect for people from around the world, because it's that powerful.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. There's so many things that come from it. Jobs
most
and
definitely. Well, we gonna get into that record, man. We still got to get into that. I'm interested in hearing it, but before we roll out, because we got, the 41.
41.
You got to get that out there more, man. You got to tell people that you did that more.
Yeah, that needs to go on the blog. Say, check out this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If that's the world,
that's what you got
here
to help me do. That's what you got here to
help me. Hey, that's the purpose, right? We media. Yeah, you're right.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm slacking. I think I didn't do my full research. I think it might be a world record. I don't know.
It might be, man. You listen. From this conversation forward, you need to research that, because I'm pretty sure that, and being I'm a hip hop head. Like, I know a lot of things, but I never heard 41 people on one record, so
on
it could really change the recognition to it if you tell the right person that, yo, this is what I did, and here's how it sound. I'm sure it could be done by a bunch of people, but they ain't do it. So,
and
you're
look,
the first
look,
one
look
to
this. We filmed the video.
Wow.
I never thought I could pull it off. It's in the editing stage right now. We got all 41 people on tape. You know what I'm saying? We got all 41.
Oh, wow,
You know what I'm saying? Some of them wasn't available for, like, on-site locations or whatever. That's only like, 5 out of the 41 we couldn't get on-site. But that many people, we had different scenes and edits and all. It's crazy. By the way, we got Young Jock in the video. We got Cypher Sounds in the video. We got Mr. Cheeks, of course, he's on the record. And we got Papoose on in the video. So you definitely, this ain't the last. You know what I'm saying?
Man, let us know what.
Yeah, we got to know, man, because we'll help you try to get that on the blogs, because I think that's something that, you know, people need to see. And you said, that could be a record right there, man. You never know.
Yeah.
I got one more question for you, man, and this is going to be a question of what's going on right now, because it's a Queens thing, man. You know, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but how do you feel what's going on in the neighborhood right now? You guys had a beautiful moment to meet. I'm a New York dude. I'm Hempstead. I'm not far from Queens. I'm always in Jamaica, Queens, you know what I'm saying? So it's like Queens is me too. So when I saw Nas bring 50 out on Summer Jam, smile that went on my face from fucking ear to ear. But, of course, we all know what ended up happening as well. Being from Queens, how do you feel about that moment and then what took place between 50, Slow, and, you know, all these guys are from the hood. All these guys are from Queens. So does that make you feel any type of way when you heard or saw this story?
Well, I thought that kind of beef was, like, done with. I thought it was old school. I never really expect it. Not that people don't fight and get into it, but I just never thought, like, you know, 50 grew up. We all know, we saw the old bad guy 50, and then he turned into something. He's on Jimmy Fallon and Suits, and you know what I'm saying? Like, doing different things. I never expected that, you know, something like that would occur again with his name attached to it, especially when he just got back up with the unit together. You understand what I'm saying? But the streets talk, and they saying something different. They saying, like, you know, they felt like the said dude that got his ass whipped deserved it. That's what the streets is telling me. You know what I mean? But I don't know him like that. I just hope it could be resolved. I know they're going in on dude, calling him a snitch, and that's, you know what I mean? That's crazy.
You from Queens, so I had to get your perspective on it. You know what I'm saying?
It's a story
that's dominating right now, so I wanted to get your take on it.
It'll be dope if one day you see 50 and Slow Bucks walking on the stage together. people probably won't feel that, but, you know, come on, man. People make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? We're grown people, like, just, I don't know. I don't like getting caught up in small-minded thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people who add hype to shit that don't have to be there. And I don't know. I just hope everybody civilize up, wise up, and start walking straight. That's how I feel.
Dope, yeah, no doubt. That's no doubt. Because, like I said, when Nas brought 50 out, I mean, if they'd have had a camera on me, eyes up here like it was Christmas and I was a kid.
You were
staring
up?
I was like, and when I seen them dap and hug, and because we all know we know Nas first bought 50 on his first tour. They used to be real close friends. 50 used to tell people, like, Nas was the first one that really gave me my shot, like, on a tour, everything. He was my friend in the industry. Then, of course, some different things happened, and, you know, they were kind of separated for a while. So to see them together was great. But, again, you know, we don't have to elaborate on it. I just wanted to get a quick take from a Queens dude about Queens business, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that.
Okay.
But what are we going to do now, Honest? Are we going to get into the legendary 41 MC track soon here? Of course, we got to, you know, give all of our, you know, we want to make sure everybody knows how to reach Cooler Ruler Divine as well as Onyx and myself. But after that, man, I'm interested in hearing this 41 joint, 41 man joint, man. Just saying it alone is like 41.
And what, you know, what's so surprising about this record, don't everybody be too alarmed, like, it's only like 8 minutes and some change. So we get songs that are 6 minutes and it's just two dudes. So it's like, you know, this is amazing and we can't wait to hear. We do, and we're like, yo, what are y'all doing? This is not, like, even cool. But for you to do that in the little time you got, like, that was, you did that. So, well, y'all did that. Oh, y'all, all 41 of y'all. So we'll definitely get into that. But I want to say this, I have to say it because I didn't get a chance to rant, but I'm mad at the girl for starting the petition about Blue Ivy's hair. Already spoke on that. There's other things we can do, a petition about. You know, I was pissed. I went in earlier.
Give me a little background on that, Onyx, because I saw something about it. I didn't get to read it. What did the girl say about
All I know is that it was Sister Magazine. I saw a link posted from their Facebook, and then I saw it posted from the change.org, and basically she started off saying, I'm a hair expert here, and I'm disturbed to see Blue, and I just couldn't read no more. Because my thing was, why is she worried about Blue Ivy hair? And then they found the girl's Facebook page and looked her up. Yes, she's basically started a petition. Yes, they want her to comb her hair. She's like two, I think, right?
She's like 2 years old.
But my thing, but why are you so concerned about, they did this to Gabby too. And my thing is, I'm so tired of black women talking about girls' hair and being involved in their hair and just worried about the wrong things. There's so many other things we could do a petition for. Somebody said you could be trying to lower student interest rates, I believe, and, you know, Chicago, and, you know, all kind of stuff.
The comment sections on these blogs are driving you nuts.
Oh, my goodness. Oh yeah, it's ruthless and it's crazy.
Oh, my
people
God.
Are dumb. Yeah, yeah, it just goes. The show. I'm like, oh my God, this is what we're dealing with right now. So it's just she yeah. just. I was mad about that. I was like, this girl need to have seats. I had to go in real quick, but then I'm back. So I wanted to voice that because I said I was gonna voice it. So, but
nah,
just see the guy.
I'm glad you said something about that. That's pretty fucking crazy, man. That little
yeah,
baby
like,
2 years
why are you worried
old,
about
man.
Her?
Leave that little baby alone, man.
Yeah. Yeah, do worry about yourself. Self-reflection, everybody. But definitely, thank you so much again, our special guest, Kula Ruler, on the line with us tonight. And if you could let
thanks
everybody
for
know.
Having me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Let everybody know how they can get in touch with you. And yeah, and then we'll go for it.
There's like four Twitters. I'm not going to spell them all out, but one is Ruler Divine, one's Rosedale All-Stars, with no A in the stars. There's Golden Era and try T-Mac the Artist Fan, T-Mac fan page. Okay, if you caught it, you caught it. If you didn't, you did it. Or Instagram is Kula Ruler. On Instagram is Kula Ruler, and my Tumblr is Kula Ruler Divine, and that's all my information.
All right, and if you didn't catch it, we have it for you guys on at Global 14 The Cut. That's our Twitter, at Global 14 The Cut. You can also follow me on my networks at Onyx254. That's everywhere. And, yeah.
Yes, and you can hit me up at The Golden Fleece, T-H-A Golden Fleece, on Instagram, on Twitter, and Global14.com. That's it. And guess what we about to do? We about to listen
play
to
that
a track
party.
That got 41 MCs on it. I got to keep stressing
that
it.
Too.
I got to keep stressing it because I've
yeah.
never heard a track with that many people on it. So lead us into that joint, Ruler. Let us know what we're about to hear, brother.
All right. Once again, I want to say, though, Rosedale Day on Dat Piff. Rosedale Day on Dat Piff by the Rosedale All-Stars. Go right now. Check it out. Download it, stream it, whatever you want to do with it, but just check it out. This here, people, is the second of the two biggest hood anthems ever in your life. This is called Mob Party 2, features 41 artists from Rosedale, and including the honorary Rosedale All-Star, Mr. Cheeks. So check this one out. It's produced by your boy, Kula Ruler Divine. Shouts to my Rosedale All-Stars. Everybody mob up. Peace.
Boom. We about to get into it, and make sure you tune into The Cut next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. We gone.
This is Rosedale, a community of 6,000 families in the far southeastern pocket of the borough of Queens. To the passing eye, it seems quiet. Modest one- and two-family homes with fenced-in lawns and tree-shaded streets. Many came from the inner cities, from neighborhoods in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and South Jamaica. Neighborhoods they saw changing and dangerous to live in. These people saved their money and made their escape to what they called the last frontier in New York City, to Rosedale, to what they hoped would be a safe and quiet life.
Rosedale, oh, they broke the where the bar is gone. Drove up 147 with Shorty was waiting for 111. Dollar van is zooming, I'm heading to the 24.
There's a party in the mall.
I'm all party. Mob party,
Ruler, Ruler,
Divine, Divine.
Yes, mob party, it's a mob party. Come on, mobs, be a
Ruler, I'm in my party.
I work crook, feel crook, rock don't go by the book.
Yep.
Did my time like a man,
yep.
It shouldn't be overlooked.
Huh.
Standing over the stove,
so.
With it don't overcook. Always catch me in the toy with a bad bitch by the hook.
You see
with
it?
Who? Vino,
huh?
Money with the vocals bring. NBC the gang block, tatted on my shoulder blade.
Hey.
We the click, no Adams in this hope again.
My book sucks.
Down the black, we ain't talk shit.
This is Ruler MVG,
uh-huh.
Pass me the Hennessy.
What?
Memories that push to all my fucking enemies.
Hey.
Rock for centuries,
yeah.
Remember me. 24
uh-huh.
CSS, sneaks, rubbers, and then COD.
Mob party, it's a mob party. Come my mobs, be where we have them mob party. Yo! Mob party, it's a mob party. Come my mobs, be where
we have them mob party.
It's that Kula Ruler music got my time, 100 time. Hood Grammy winner, am I in or out my fucking mind?
Black.
Freight train coming for you when the drummer drumming. Bullet out the cannon, hit you anywhere you standing.
My mommy from Rosedale, where I took the dollar van. Mo used to move the grand touch. Yeah, we miss you, man. Miss ya. Get your body thrown in Brookville.
Uh-huh.
Then you know it's knucklehead. Worst rapper that ever
smoking
lived.
Smoking like it's a mob party.
Dude.
The bitch kiss my ring like it's a mob party.
Dude.
Got tools on my neck. Got a bitch on my heart.
Yeah.
Man, I'm cruising down the highway
yeah.
fast
Benz in my Rari.
My buddy splash back at it, call the cops, danger. Blick tear up his range, jersey aiming. Y'all motherfuckers can't fuck with him. Next to the third, ye back block village.
God in Mayweather, I'm hitting hard. Get smoke while puffing, no cigar. Been up top when I'm back down. I'm a son of these niggas who think they hot now. I'm back.
These little niggas is grabbing pistols, they can't fight.
Nah.
But can't shoot, it's crazy, they lose their damn life.
Nah.
Mook in the mob, no sleep. Vent light,
we up.
Sleeping bag, good fire, campsite.
I'm gonna keep hustling, you yellow like corn muffin. My left hand swing, you go down concussion. I'm cussing like a pirate, bitch, you ain't shit. I'm from the mob, rep who you with.
Nothing to make a dollar flip. Same way, it's nothing to make my move slip. Get hit with a pool stick.
Hand.
Get dropped like some wax that you cruise.
Catch the Caesar,
get you fired today. Call me your boss, bitch.
Test rich straight out of mob shit. All we do is hustle, boy, there ain't no jobs here. We'll run up from sun up till sundown. Never put my gun down.
Never.
Walking through here front and we'll eat your food like it's lunch now.
Everybody talk, cause I'm elevating all the way up. Never see a lame bitch jumping like a hot potato. Get your weight up. Mob jail, stay up. Reaper man, replay the streets, getting paid up.
We bring pain, and steady niggas know the name.
Yeah.
A lot of games, do it for dollars, fuck fame. We from the mob, my niggas stay on their job. It's real niggas, go home or go hard.
It's your boy Swift, fly niggas stacking cheese with a bad bitch. In front of 243 in the latest
whip.
Buffet crack team, use it with the dabble tips. And I got the 4-5 loaded with them hollow tips.
Flow like Sinatra, the block's hot, propped with the shots. Mobs, they'll be getting shaking like Maracas.
Queen.
Green steady flowing, steady coasting on the side. Tops 59, top back cruising when we ride.
Mob party.
Mobs will raise me, the goonies save me.
What?
Hitting up the block, yeah, I'm so wavy.
Uh-huh.
Money on the spot, bitches ready to pop.
What?
Team gang, bang, bang, yeah, we don't stop.
I had to follow rules before I became a leader. Cold world, the heater get hotter than fever.
Mom.
The stars in them hollows will make a nigga catch a seizure. I'm the sender, call that nigga the water fever.
MDG, we mobs, they're gangsters. If I don't got the Mac, I'ma shank ya.
Yeah.
You niggas in danger. I'm rolling with some killers who be holding on bananas. I ain't talking about gorillas, nigga.
Commit the truth.
What's the project? Get your team out this most wanna host.
Get by ruler, the block. 20s, 50s, and small hundreds. Neglect singles and still wanted. Never mind when it's done, let you slap me right. Breach, switch, boogie, and ride.
Get a beat, I'm on some money shit. My hood feel the same way.
Yeah.
Hook Creek the craft lock, a profit on the bad day. Brookville the Snake Road, Brookville the Franny Loop. Sick up kids get stuck up, but I thought you knew.
Where the green steady flowing. See the clothes and whips on my mob still shit.
Mob.
Devoted to the game like Mitch, so prepare for sudden change with a flow so sick. High as the crane, know the name, Main's in this bitch.
See I'm whipped. Rollin', Craig George, rollin',
right.
Guns, we hoes, she my lead up, she over. Now her pussy soaked,
damn.
Leave the pussy swollen. Mobsdale niggas, we leaving no cat is open.
Every year is a party in a mob deal.
Every
who's
year.
Who's here fresh on the yard, they never steal. And the single one we have in Park Steel. And it's up the one we have in Park Steel.
I'm
mob deal.
It's a mob party, somebody cut up. Berries in the building, all cocky, stand up. Blunts roll up, you know, drinks in your cup.
F you, we come through, you know we don't give a fuck.
Mob party, it's a mob party. Come on, mobs, be aware we have the mob party.
Yo!
Mob party, it's a mob party. Come on, mobs, be aware we have the mob party.
Prime of the stage, what we sitting on. Remember,
right.
Vision long, Rosell. Ain't no type of picture wrong.
Nah,
narcotics, nah,
yeah.
Beat stay poppin'. Get the money, second chips is the best option.
Fresh, green steady flowing the body. The mob's bombing.
Queen.
Leave them in Psalms, palms believing that I'm God walking, my palms talking. And the lines awkward,
yeah.
Straight coke to find fortune.
Yeah, I ride around Dolo through New York Metropolo.
What?
Lolo from the Popo, my hood is hot as the solo. Where I grew up, gotta hustle hard to make it out the sewer. Get your moolah, shout out to my nigga Ruler, it's the mob.
Mobsville nigga from Craft to Brookville. Weller boy status, big guns and drug deals. Hope we got those, we can have a wholesale. 243 barcode and game shit real.
Still a headliner, big gun tucked under designer.
Black.
Screaming fuck you. And all the niggas that's beside ya.
G's
still on top, ask the niggas that's behind ya. I blow a head off just to give a reminder.
Yeah.
It's the moon,
steady flow, nigga. This is how we do things. Dark night, back to your chest, call me Bruce Wayne. Mob deal, nigga, kicking fire like I'm Luke King.
Up,
back street, nigga, on the push like I'm Lupe.
Destroy every rapper by years since J.
derby. Don't make me pull it off my hip, I do you dirty. You my bell, niggas ain't here getting money. Don't make me go and fuck your bitch following money. Lord Death, devil himself in disguise.
Homicide, boogie, cock it and load it and let it ride.
Yeah.
Big real fiend for the thrill, it's in my eyes.
Marvel, terrorist shit on
your
the ride.
In the loop. I said I'm finally motivated and I can't take over all these niggas that always hated. I never congratulated and never wanted the players while I'm back on my job. See that from the mob.
Mob party.
You already know Mr. Cheek, you understand? Mob Dale.
Mob party.
Mobbing on niggas
all day.
Hey, yo, man, let me give my shout outs to Mobs there.
Queen,
we salute with that we death, cause the mob's real.
Mob's real.
You might even catch me in town up in Sports Mania, throwing dice. Get down, get down.
Mob party, it's top mob party. Call my mobs here, where we out there, mob party.
Yo,
mob party, it's top mob party. Call my mobs here, where we out there, mob party.
Yo. This is Rosedale, aka the mob.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out again.
Yeah, we eating good like the motherfucking mob.
For another special occasion, Mob Party 2.
If you run up on me, yeah, my nigga got the rule.
And Rosedale, we did it again, made new history.
Yeah, my jewelers cooler like my nigga fucking ruler.
And I'm your host, cooler,
Mob Party.
I watch you in my bandana, but type no bread, I call a
twin
shot, make your friends block out, Tony Mob
Party.
Mob still head hot like niggas.
Mob Party.
So I threw them in front of them, bread them, show them ass.
Mob Party.